Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. I'm Brandon Shanahan, joined today by Edgar McGuire, who was just elected to serve on the Riverside City Council. Can you walk me through what Election Day was like for you? Any nerves, or what was that whole day like for you?
I definitely was very nervous. It didn't hit me. I was at work all day. Usually at work, I'm just focused on my business and not really thinking of outside my business. And then once I got off, I got home and started feeling kind of queasy. I went and voted, obviously. And, you know, I just thought of a somewhat of an acceptance speech and a losing speech. And, you know, I've been talking to a lot of people the last few weeks, and it seemed like a lot of people were definitely interested in what I had to say, and they were appreciative of what I, when I stopped by and talked to them about some of my ideas. And so I was pretty nervous, and actually I was on the phone with a friend that lives in Riverside, and we were talking a little bit, and, you know, just kind of wondering, hey, how are we going to find out about these results, and maybe I should just go to bed and wake up in the morning and see who won. But then I got a call from the Washington newspaper, and they informed me that I won, and that was great. I'm very excited, and I'm really appreciative of everybody who voted. Doesn't have to be votes for me.
Now that you're officially elected, what's one of your top priorities, or what do you want to get done?
We don't promote enough as a city. We need to do more, and we need to keep people, you know, I was actually talking to a friend of mine today, and we were kind of talking about bouncing some ideas about the current technology and cities and how we can communicate with the citizens. I think a lot of people, and this is what I noticed even putting up road signs, they don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. They don't want to take sides. They don't want retribution from city council. And so I think a lot of people don't like to speak out. And I think most people would probably enjoy speaking out in private. To me, it's why aren't people getting more involved? Oh, because we're not giving them the right tools. They need to be able to speak out without their name. And, you know, obviously to a certain degree. But I just think that people are kind of, especially these days with how, you know, tempered people are with politics and, oh, you know, I don't want to put up your road sign because I don't want to make any of the other city council members mad. It's kind of sad that they feel that way, but to a certain degree, I'm sure that they have reason to. You know, and when I got that phone call, I was really proud and very happy and really excited to. I got a ton of emails from citizens yesterday congratulating me and excited to talk to me and wanting to give me their ideas. And I talked to the city, and I don't, that, you know, the county is doing their auditing real quick, and by the 18th, after the 18th, I should be good. And then January is when I'll basically be official. But a lot of people are excited, and it was just really interesting. And it is interesting to talk about. I had a gentleman talk to me about public safety and health, and they said, or he said, that, you know, there's not an ambulance in Riverside. You know, if we got to wait for an ambulance from Washington to take you to the U of I, boy, that doesn't look or sound too good. Maybe we should look at that. So then I bounced that idea off of a few other citizens who said, oh, you know, I don't know if it's really that big of a deal. I mean, how often does this happen? And then I talked to a few others, and they said, well, we do have the Riverside Casino, and maybe it would be a good idea to have an ambulance so that way we, you know, if somebody was, you know, really hurt, then we can take them a lot quicker than waiting for an ambulance from another town. So it's just kind of that communication that I think needs to happen, and just getting to talk to more people and bounce ideas. I mean, I think that's what a successful politician does. I mean, you can't just, you're not going to know everything. You're not going to have the best ideas all the time. And you might have a good idea, but that doesn't necessarily logistically work out. And so if you can bounce ideas off of all kinds of different people and people in that sector, then, you know, you're going to be better off and be a better politician. You're going to serve the people a lot better that way.
And that's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Edgar McGuire, who was just elected to serve on the Riverside City Council. You can find this program and more at kciiradio.com. I'm Brandon Shanahan with KCII News.